Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and we say thank you, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Father God. We just say thank you how you kept us as we slept and slumber on last night. Didn't get a 911 call on last night or this morning, Father God. Oh, we thank you that our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you, Father God, for meeting our daily needs today, Father God. And we just give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. Thank you as he pour out to your people, you're pouring back into him, Father God. And we say thank you. We lift up the whole Matthew family to you today, Father God. We ask you to keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care. Healing Mother Matthew's body, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a fence around them as well and our loved ones, Father God. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord. We just say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our day. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. We will continue to look to the hills where it cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. We say thank you. Thank you for being Dr. Jesus, the great physician. Thank you for making house calls on today, Father God. Oh, we bless your name. Through the hospital, floor to floor, room to room, Lord God. Healing and delivering seven feet, Father, we say thank you. The nursing homes, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're going from floor to floor, room to room there as well, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We look up the homeless to you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every city, every state, you are the nation's homeless people. We ask you to open up doors for them to come in and close doors to come in. We say thank you. Always come to bless your name, Father. Behind the scenes, Father God, continue to bless you, deliver, set you and her family, Father. Do a new thing for them right now in the name of Jesus. Be a form in them, through them, and around them right now, God. And we say thank you. Always come and bless your name, Father. We thank you for Dr. Wilkes and her entire family, Father. We thank you and bless your holy name for them today, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care. Keep them from seen and unseen danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name for them right now in the name of Jesus. Open up doors for them that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Because it's not about me, it's all about you, Lord God. Because we are nothing without you. And we can do nothing without you. And we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today. In open form today, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord. We just say thank you. Thank you for restoration, Lord God. Harvey in Texas, Father God. That we're exploding in growth, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus. They coming from the east to west and north to south. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We exploding in growth. And we say thank you, Father God. Lift up Elder Hunter and his entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. Continue to meet every need they stand in need of, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up our neighbors and our neighborhood to you today, Father God. Have your way in our neighborhood, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for peace in our neighborhood, Lord God. Upcoming for the summer vacation, Father God. Open up doors for the children where they have somewhere to go to get off. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we say thank you for doing it for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. From the daycare to the college campus, Father God, open up doors for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We lift up Biden and Harrison to you, Father God, and their family members, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. They need the right people in their path as well, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for covering the whole Washington, D.C. area, Father God, with the blood. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And we just say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for covering every bus, every train, every car, Lord God, every airplane with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that ride bikes and scooters, Lord God, covering people safe, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you, Father God. And we just give you the praise. We give you the glory. Because, Father, we're nothing without you, Father God. And we say thank you. Thank you for touching my cousin's body in a mighty way, Father God. Check his vocal cords right now, Father God, where he could speak from the stroke, Father God. All power is in your hands. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We nothing without you, Father. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We that tree planted by the river, we shall not be moved by no situation or circumstance. Because your word said we will go through the waters, we will not drown, we will go through the fires, we will not burn. So we thank you, Father, that you're bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your word said we will have trials and tribulations, but you're bringing us out of it all. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for the breakthroughs and not the breakdown. Thank you that we are better and not bitter. Thank you that we are the victim, no longer the victims. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Go over in Africa, Father God. Mexico, Jamaica, Lord God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. Go to St. Louis and just cover the whole entire St. Louis with the blood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Montgomery, Alabama, just cover it, Lord God. Cover it with the blood. Dispatch all their angels, Lord God, of protection, peace, healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Father God, for being TNT in our life, because you are dynamite. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are blameless. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Only we just bless your name today, Lord God. We just bless your name today, Father. Because we are nothing without you, Father. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Lord God. We say thank you for your strength. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell today, Lord God. Stop by the county jails on today, Father God. Do a new thing in the county jails, Lord God. Go from cell to cell in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver and set free there as well, Father. Sing in their mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father God. You hate to sin, but you still yet love them, Lord God. So put people in their path that will love them, Lord God. Encourage them to come to you, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. We bless your name today, Father God. We bind up depression, oppression right now. We send it to the dry place. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up the firefighters to you today, Lord God, and their families, Father God. The police officers and their families, Father God, covering people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The ambulance drivers, Father God, and their families, cover and keep them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up doors for them that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Cover these schools now, Lord God, with the blood. They're getting out for the summer vacation, Father God, but cover the children and keep them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father. This time last week was a shooting over here in this area, Father God. Keep these children safe from all harm today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your angels all up in this complex right now, Father God. We thank you that they're surrounding this complex, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for Mother Allen, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping in your keeping care, Father God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Lord God. We just love on you today, Lord God. We are absolutely nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ's strength. So we thank you for strength. Have your way on this on open forum today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. As we come empty this morning to be filled with more of you, hallelujah. Less of ourselves and more of you, Lord God. Have your way. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name I pray. Thank God and thank God.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's people on today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Green. Good
Hallelujah.
Morning. Good morning, Prophet.
Top of the morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Glory to God.
Top of the morning.
Bless
the Lord.
Amen. God is
Hallelujah,
on
Mother.
God. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Amen.
No,
yeah, God. All right. God is an on-time, telling you, God is an on-time God.
Yes,
He's an on-time God. And you know why Mother say that? Mother just woke up.
I know you did.
I just woke up. And I called in, and they was doing the announcement. Had a few seconds. I'm like, look at you, Barbara. I mean, on time, God, and I thank him. Amen. Amen. This is open forum.
Yes,
Lord,
it is.
God, amen. Or a place where you could ask your question. You have comments. Amen. You need prayer. You have a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You can ask myself or Dr. Matthew. Amen.
Absolutely.
On the conference line, star 6, and come right on in. Glory to God. And on the Blog Talk Radio, God bless you near and far. Amen. A shout out, amen, to all our women. Amen. The battered shelters, amen. To the homeless one and the homeless shelters, amen. Glory to God. To our mothers, amen. Hallelujah. Those that are in convalescent home, nursing home, Glory to God. Senior mothers, amen. Glory to God. God bless you, amen. The Spirit of the Lord is there with you, going up and down the hallways. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessing you all today. Amen. To our essential workers, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To all of God's people, amen, on the Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you on this morning. I say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. We want you to rejoice with us on this morning. Amen. It is June the 1st.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
2023. We in the sixth month. Amen. We are halfway through the year. Oh, glory to God. You know what the saints used to say of old? They said, come on over here, for the table is spread. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. And I tell you, get your cell phone. Amen. If you got a landline, all start texting or go on Facebook. Tell them to come here. Amen. Because there is a word from the Lord. That's a word from the Lord. Amen. There's miracle. Amen. There's healing. Amen. Right here in this place. And reason why mother say that, amen, because guess what? I brought the Spirit of the Lord with me. Hallelujah.
Me too, mother. I'm with you.
I brought the Spirit of the Lord with me, amen. He said, well, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if there's liberty there, guess what? Whatever you need, if you need healing, glory to God, it is right here. Hallelujah. If you need a job, whatever your desire is, amen, that is of God. Hallelujah. No crazy desires now, but the desire that comes from above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is here to ready to meet your need. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready. Amen. There might be someone listening on the line. Just stop what you're doing. Just stop what you're doing. Amen. Glory to God. And right where you're at, just start rejoicing and praising God. Start praising God because you are already out of it. Oh, my, you are already out of it. You don't even have to worry about it anymore. Glory to God. Because the saints of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. He said it's already done. He said ain't nothing new up under the sun. He said it's already done. It's already done what you need. Glory to God. It's already done. It's already predestinated before the foundation of the world. Glory to God that you would be right here, your ears tuned in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Someone with a heavy mind, the Oshaya God. A heavy heart today, mind, the Oshaya God. Look up. Look to the hills. Look to the hills.
That's it.
What comes your help? Your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Glory to God. He says, hi. He looking low down here upon you. Glory to God. Be still. Just be still and know that God is God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry about the curves of the world. Hallelujah. Don't worry about, amen, all the stresses. Don't get entangled with the stresses of the world, amen, glory to God. But just continue to look up to God, amen, hallelujah. If you're a believer, hallelujah, glory to God, you don't have to stress about it. You don't even have to worry about it. If you're a believer, amen, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You just start thanking God. Just like when he told Ezekiel, amen, glory to God, he told him to prophesy, didn't he? He said
prophesy
to the north wind. Hey, I'm Monday. He said, prophesy to the north wind, to the east wind, hey, to the west wind, amen, to the southern wind. Tell him to prophesy, amen. So when God's telling him to prophesy, amen, he said, speak. He gave him the command, amen. So whatever he said, amen, it shall come to pass, amen. He said, there's nothing new up under the sun. Hallelujah. So you start prophesying to yourself. You start prophesying to the elements around you. You start prophesying in your region. Mom, did you shout your God? If you need money to pay a bill, prophesy. Mom, did you shout your God? Glory to God, because if you have that authority and if you are under subjection of Jesus Christ, prophesy. I'm the outside of God. Take that authority that God has given you. Walk in that authority that he has given you on today. So just prophesy. I'm the outside of God. Oh, glory to God. You know, I hear some say, money cometh. No, no, money is here. I'm under the outside of God. It is already here. I'm on the Oshaya God. You have to know how to tap into the element. You have to know how to tap into the spiritual realm. Amen. Because he said, now faith. It's the time the Oshaya God. It's the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. Oh, glory to God. So you just tap into the faith realm. It's already there. Amen. Ain't nothing coming. It's already here. How am I? We just have to tap into it. Amen. Glory to God. And once you tap into it, glory to God, you just start thanking and praising God until it manifests. It's already there. What you need, God got it. He has everything that you need. Mindy the Oshaya God. You single woman out there, single lady out there. And I'm not talking about what Beyonce say, all the single ladies in the house. No. All the single women that's in the house, amen, that desire to be married, hide yourself in God. Oh, glory to God. Just hide yourself in God. Oh, my God. You already a wife. Just hide yourself in God. And that husband that you're desiring, man, he has to go, in order for him to see you, he has to go through God because you are hidden in him. So he has to come to your Father. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And he has to see the God that's in you. Oh, just hide yourself. Don't put yourself out there on display. Amen. You're not a trophy on a shelf, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're a queen, the Oshaya God, of the Most High God. Remember Esther. Amen. The Oshaya, glory to God. Remember Ruth. Oh, bless his name. You're worth more than a million. Oh, glory to God. You're more than these things that are upon the earth. Amen. You are the prize. Because our word of God tells us that whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Oh, you're a good thing. You're a good thing. Just remember, you're a good thing. Amen. Because without you, that husband would not obtain favor from the Lord. That's what the word says. So you have to know who you are. Amen. You're that good thing from above. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Because what the word of God? Oh, taste and see. That's the Lord, the Oshaya God. God is good, amen. Because if a man desires a wife, amen, you're already a wife, glory to God. God has a good thing waiting for him. God has favor waiting for him, under the Oshaya God. And so you don't have to be tied up, twisted up, tangled up, amen, and all these suicidal things in the world. Oh, glory to God. So just hide yourself, amen. You are worth much more. Oh, glory to God. You are valuable in the eyesight of God. Oh, God, you're the apple of God's eye. Oh, my needy Oshaya God. Remember women's, amen. You're a good thing, my needy Oshaya God. Don't matter what they say. You're a treasure. Amen. You're a queen of queens. I'm under the Oshaya God. Oh, glory to God. You're able to reproduce. Amen. Whatever the man is able to give you, you're able to multiply. If he give you a seed, under the Oshaya God, you'll give him a son. Under the Oshaya God. Oh, glory to God. Just remember that. I remember what Miles Monroe said. He said a woman would be able to multiply whatever you give them. He said, if you give him a seed, she would be able to multiply a baby, glory to God. He said, if you give her food, she'll be able to give you a feast. Oh, glory to God. Then he said, if you give us a mess, I'm not in the Osiah, God. He said, you know what comes at, so whatever you want, amen, to give to the woman, amen, she will multiply it, glory to God. So if you give us a mess, she's going to give you something else back, because she's going to multiply it, Osiah, God. And the word of God tell her, oh, glory to God, it's better to be on a rooftop than be in a house, amen. When a woman, glory to God, gets angry, amen, to the Messiah, God. Oh, bless the name, but yet you still obtain favor from the Lord. And just remember, man, that is your good thing. Because if you got thing, amen, the word of God tells us, glory to God, that husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, amen, glory to God.
Yes,
and so that you have to love her. Love her, man, the Osiah, because when you love her, amen, the Osiah, God, not only a sexual thing, glory to God, those are amenities that comes with marriage, glory to God, but he said, love her as Christ loved the church. Oh, how did Christ love the church? Oh, he died for the church, glory to God. He suffered and he bled. He died. He was a protector. He was a provider. Amanda the Oshaya God. He was a healer. Amanda the Oshaya God. He said, love, amen. But he didn't tell the wife to love his husband, amen. So all of
her
husband really know how to love. Men, husband, oh, mommy, you have to love them. You have to show them how to love. I mean, it don't show you, God. Because in the beginning, oh, glory to God, God said, let us make man that it don't show you, God, in his own image and in his likeness. And he made man from the dust of the earth, and he formed him, amen. Oh, glory to God. And what God do? Amen. When he made man, now the Osiah God, he bred his breath into the nostril of man. He then breathed his breath into the nostril of a woman. Oh, glory to God, the Osiah God.
That's
and
it,
so
mother.
That's why he told men to love your wife, because you know how to love. You know how to love.
Yeah.
You know how to love. I'm never higher, because love is down on the inside of you. Oh, glory to God. God blew everything, all of him, into you. That's why he told you to take dominion, walk in authority. I'm not going to shy, God. Lead out. Lead your family out. Oh, lead them out in holiness. Lead them out. I'm not going to shy, God. That's why he tells us as parents to train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get old, they shall not depart. Amen. From the word of God. As my husband, you have to lead out. Men, you have to lead out. Oh, God didn't make you to have a jelly back. God gave you bounds. He gave you bounds. He gave you authority. He gave you dominion. And you have to walk in it, amen. That's why the world is upside down. That's why the Osiah God families are being destroyed. Oh, glory to God, because something in the Osiah God crept in the Osiah God. It crept into the family among the Osiah God.
That's it, mother.
Oh, God, thank you on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, bless his name, I tell you. Mother didn't realize I was going this way. But it'll be just like I said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We got to let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. See, God is on me. He's on me. When he has control, he will awe you. Come on, the Osiah God. You want to be wow on today? Amen. Let God wow you. Oh, Mandi Diosha, let them have free course in your life on today. Oh, Mandi Diosha, is there still a way on today? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Just still a way on today. Amen. This is open for him, on the outside, God. It's open to you. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying the day that you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. I'm on the outside, God. So it's open, amen. So if you're hearing what the Spirit is saying on today, and you know that you know that you know that you are lost, that you know you need a Savior, oh, bless his name, Jesus, that you know you need someone to help you. You might be sick and tired and sick and tired of yourself. Oh, glory to God. Come on over here. God is calling you. He's calling you back to himself. Oh, glory to God. He's calling him to himself. Oh, bless the name. Glory to God. And you will know, amen, when we come up on the line, why this woman, amen, why this mother always so excited? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. He's my strength, amen. And you'll show you, God. I ain't been up that long. He just woke me up, amen. And you'll show you, God. But you see, he said, show them this demonstration of what I'm doing right now. Because it ain't me, glory to God. My mind is still asleep. My body is still asleep, amen. And you'll show you. But the Spirit of the Lord, and you'll show you, God, has waken up. Glory, glory, glory to God. Has waken up this morning, oh, glory to God, and I'm allowing him to flow on this day because somebody needs a word from the Lord. Early this morning, amen. Need manna from on high. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I went to bed yesterday, amen, I tell you, yesterday was a very hard day for me. Oh, bless his name, because a good friend, a caller, a big sister-in-law, she, oh, my Kataya, thank you, Lord, she passed away. I didn't even know it. She had passed away a week. I knew the beginning of the month that she was rushed to the hospital, and she called me while she was in high health. Sister called me in the hospital, and she said, sis, pray. And I start praying like a mad person. Oh, my video, Shia God. And I tell you, I had been calling. I had been texting. I've been praying and encouraging her. I said, I miss your sound, bitch. I miss your sound. Didn't even know she was gone. Oh, bless his name. And I tell you, I texted her on yesterday, and I called, and her daughter finally answered that telephone. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you answered that. So how's my big sis? And she said, Bandit is sitting. She said, mother passed a week ago. I said, no. I said, no, 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 no. I said, oh, my God. And she told me what had happened. I'm like, oh, God, God. I tell you, I said, another. She was a soldier. She was a warrior in the spirit. She was like they say, Ghostbuster. She was a demon buster. I tell you, she know how to go in and pray. Amen. She didn't mess around. Her favorite word was, I ain't scared of you, devil. That was her favorite word. I ain't scared of you, devil. I mean, she'd been through some things in her life. The devil tried to kill her in a train wreck. But I tell you, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Oh, glory to God. So I just bless the Lord for the memories and the time. Amen. That God had gave us together, amen, hallelujah. Because I tell you, she was something of God. She was something of God, totally misunderstood, amen. And when God has your hand up on you, has his hand up on you, and have anointed you, amen, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, and has a great commission upon you, have that commission upon you that he has, that others supposed to have too. Glory to God. But when you have sold out, she was sold out, just sold out. When you are sold out to the Lord, amen, hallelujah. I tell you, and when you recognize where the devil is, no matter where he is, no matter what position he's in. Hallelujah. She called it out. She called it out. Mandi Diosaya, God. And so I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That he brought me through yesterday. It was a heavy day. Oh, glory to God. And I thank and praise God for what he done. Her time was just up. Oh, glory to God. We don't know the day or the hour, amen, that God is going to call us home. Hallelujah. So we just have to be ready. We have to be ready. We have to be ready at every minute, second, and hour. We have to be ready. The spirit man, come on to the Oshaya, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to be ready when he returns, amen. When your day comes, we all have an appointed day. We all have a number. We all have a time, amen, that God is going to call us home, amen. Glory to God. And so we bless the Lord, amen. I bless the Lord for Jacqueline Brown being in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord on today. Amen. Open forum on today. Amen. God bless you, Administrator Aretha Bryant. Oh, bless the Lord for her. Amen. Dr. Aretha Bryant. Doctor. Oh, I love it. Just like when Dr. Will got her doctorate. Doctor, I love that name. Oh, bless you, God.
That's it, mother.
Because I'm telling you, it's not honorary, but she put the work in. They put the work in. Oh, bless his name. I'm honored. I'm some mother out. I'm sitting around all these doctors here. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, it's a pleasure as a doctor. I'm the Osiah God that I'm in the midst. I'm in the midst. Little old mother. Say, Oma Sydney. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I just want to say I'm honored. Congratulations once again. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. You're my own natural sister. My video, Shia God. Oh, bless the Lord on today. Oh, hallelujah. This is Open Forum, Saints of God. On the Blog Talk Radio, if you have a question, comment, amen, whatever the Lord put up on your heart, just start 6 and come right on in. On Blog Talk Radio, Tia Leon, we hear you. We hear you in my video, Shai God. We hear you in the spirit. I hear your language in the mind, the Bokataya, your Shikataya.
Yes.
I hear your spirit. I hear your language in my Makatuna, Nanabokote, in the spirit. Kututiakata. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, God, I hear your prayers over them. Yes, hear your prayers. Hear your prayers over them. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear their shout. I hear their language. I hear them praising God. I hear the prayers going on me, the Oshaya God. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. Mandi Oshaya. In my name, Oshaya God. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say there's going to be a reflux of agriculture there. Mandi Oshaya God. He said there's going to be a reflux of abundance of agriculture there. I see, glory to God, I see the red dirt. I see red dirt being cultivated, the Oshaya. I see red dirt being turned over. Katamani, the Oshaya God, that Oshaya God. I see cracks. Kamani, the Oshaya God. I see the machinery, that big old whatever it is, a bulldozer, glory to God, going into the ground. Mani, the Oshaya God. And when you see a bulldozer in the midst of something breaking up, he said, they breaking up foul ground. He said, those are the angels of the living God. That is the Oshaya God that's breaking up those foul ground. Mani, the Oshaya God, where the land, there's a land. Amen. That has been parched, amen. That's been dried out, my Yosaya God. My Yosaya God. He said, but just keep believing and keep praising him. My Yosaya God. Yosaya God. Because it's manifesting itself. It's manifesting itself. Don't give up hope. Amen. Mom, did you shout your God? But keep praying. Keep believing.
That's it, mother.
Keep believing and keep praying. God. And he said, continue to forsake the things of the land, that have separated you. Shoo from those things. Shoo for those things. I hear witchcraft. He said, shoo from the mass. He said, shoo from those things. Because the God that you serve is greater than the Osaya God, than the God, none of the Osaya God, than the medicine of the Osaya God. Oh, glory to God. Man have concocted. Yes, God, he said, concocted among the Osaya God. He said, cease from those things. But he said, take on the natural things, the natural herbs. Oh, man, the Osaya God. God, that will heal you, that will heal the land. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord for you and you and you on this morning. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is wowing Mother Sydney on today. Didn't I tell you? Amen. There is a blessing. There is a miracle here. Whew, Shania, under the Osiah, God. Because I'm telling you, I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. Hey, under the Osiah, God. God know what we need. He know exactly what we need. Oh, glory to God. He break every feather. He breaks everything. Amen. To the Osiah, God. It's anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. It destroys it. It destroys it. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. And so we thank the Lord this morning that his people is free. Free in their mind. Free in their spirit. Amen. To be able to praise God. To be able to hear what God is saying, what the Spirit is saying on this morning. And just worship him in this morning. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Wherever you're at, take that moment. Just take a moment. Just take a moment in time. I tell you, when you take that moment, amen, I promise you, you'll see the results of what you're seeking on today. You will see the results of what you're seeking on today if you take a moment, even on your job, steal away and go into that bath. Take a bathroom break. I'm on the Osiah God and get steal away. I'm on the Osiah God because I promise you, you go in that bath and steal away. Oh, my God, you're going to come out a changed person. The answer that you're seeking from the Lord, he's going to give it to you. Who mind the Osiah of God because you was obedient and you took a praise break, you took a worship break, amen. Say, I'm gonna see. Oh, taste and see. Just believe, just walk in your faith. Amen. You're a faith walker. You're a faith walker. It ain't what you see, it's what you don't see. You're a faith walker. And so just be blessed on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, hallelujah. I feel like dancing. I feel like bless the Lord, how you be the Osiah God. I feel like dancing in my spirit. I feel like dancing. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said, Lord, my feet is feeling light. I'm on the Osiah. Oh, my Kataya. Lord, my feet is feeling so light. I'm the Osiah God. And God will give you a dance. Oh, I'm under the Osiah God. He'll give you a shuffle if you can't get up too high. Oh, glory to God. I'm under the Osiah God. And as you're praising him, hallelujah, you're picking them up. You're putting them down. I'm under the Osiah God. You'll start picking them up. You'll start putting them down. But all as you continue to praise the Lord, I promise you, you'll feel the Holy Spirit picking your feet up and putting them down. Picking your feet up and putting them down. Oh, my the Osiah God. I remember I told the Lord I was doing a praise and worship time, and I remember I said, Lord, I want to do this dance. I always was a runner. I was a runner for the Lord. I always ran. and then I would stop, and I would praise him, glory to God, and then I would run again, amen, I would skip, and I would just run, and I would praise God in a certain way. I said, Lord, give me a dance. I said, God, I just want to dance. I said, I want to be able to pick my feet up and put them down in a certain way. And I said, I want to know, I want to feel that you're doing it. And I was just up there praising the Lord and singing the Lord's song. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit started picking my feet up and putting them down.
Yes.
He started picking them up and putting them down. I said, ooh, thank you, Father. And I tell you, that was just a little bit of thing. I just wanted to dance before the Lord. I just wanted to dance. And I remember another mother, she knew me. And she said, oh, my God. She said, Mother, she said, I saw you picking them up, putting them down. She said, I knew that was the Spirit of the Lord. I said, yes.
Yes.
I said, I asked God that some time ago. And I said, I was up there and I was just singing. Amen. That's why we have to let the Lord have his way. Where the liberty of, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. We got to
That's
let
it,
God
mother.
Do it. Just let God do it. Don't try to make nothing happen. We can't make nothing happen without God. Hallelujah. We just a vessel. We're his hands. We're his voice piece. We're his feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Just let him have. Let him have his way. Let him do it. I see, he said we're strange and peculiar people. Just let him do it. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Amen. So I just bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. It is in your hand, Prophet Matthew. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Glory
just come
God.
Forth. Hallelujah. Glory to yeah. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just thank the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. I tell you, God had wow mother on this morning.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. He has wowed me this morning. Oh, glory to God. It's in your hands, Pastor Matt. God bless you all.
God bless you, Mother Thelma Sidney, and we welcome you to Open Forum once again. As Mother Thelma Sidney mentioned close to 45 minutes ago, we thank God for Open Forum on today. And it's such a honor and a pleasure to be part of what the Lord is doing on this first day in June in 2020, another day, another week, another month that passes by, and here we are at the peak of a new month, and God allowed us to breathe the air and allow us to be part of the amenities for which he has given us in this season. This is Open Forum, and if you have a question or a comment for myself or Mother Thelma Sidney, we want to give you the opportunity to share that on today and say, Lord, drop something prophetically in your spirit for us. We're certainly open to hear what God is saying through you and to you. We just govern ourselves accordingly as we share the word of God and or receive the word of God from the people. This is one of those times where, man, you're priming the pump, mother. You release the strong oil into the atmosphere for the people. And I know surely their lives will never be the same. When you get a word like this morning, igniting the people, especially at 5 a.m. in the morning or 3 a.m. in different parts of the United States, when you can open your mouth and proclaim the word of God or the gospel or the kingdom of God, is life-changing. So many people are being blessed on this day from the word that you have given us, released to us on today. All right, Open Forum. Question that you have for a comment that you have for us on today, a statement, a praise report. We want to give you opportunity to do that. We start off with such a powerful sound Then we get going. Mother takes the phone in, and I come behind her. Sometimes I go in, and she come behind me. But today was one of those days where we were really wowed by the word of God and the things that God is getting Mother for us on today. All right, open forum. Those who are listening, if you're on the blog side, you can certainly hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference side, you're getting ready for work, whatever you're preparing to do, you can join us. Jump in from that end of the spectrum. If you're on the conference line, and whatever time zone you're in, and you want to ask us a question, we want to give you an opportunity to do that as well, too. We're just thanking God for what the Lord has given us for the people of God. What we'll do, we'll jump in and take a commercial. We'll come right back after the commercial. All right.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. LaRon Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, with Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App, hashtag RFPIM, at Zelle, at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put t-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there. The Lifeline
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God, and we welcome you all back to Open Forum. Certainly, we thank God for those of you who are joining us and connected with us. And if you have a question and comment for myself or Mother Sidney, Mother, you was in a good place. You bless the people of God. Thank God for you on today and blessing God's people with what you share with them on today. It's such it's a good place, exciting place. And we're thanking God for His Holy Spirit and all of the things that the Lord is doing for the people and blessing the people with a great level of understanding, especially about, you were talking about the marriage, the family, and you were connecting it to the Word of God. And so many people really need to understand the Word of God and how important it is. How He's blessing us. Blessing other people. Yeah, we just thank you, God.
Amen.
What the Lord is doing, and we're just thanking God for it on today. So if you have a question or comment, I know I asked a question or comment, then I stopped, but I'm going to hold up. Do anybody have a question or comment for Mother Sydney Live or something Mother Sydney said? All right. We usually ask people, do they have questions and comments, and keep going. I wanted to pause for a minute so that we can do that real quickly on today. All right, the Lifeline Conference 2023, it will be June 23rd through the 25th. Registration fee of $50. You can do it at Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at WeRestoreU, the letter U at yahoo.com. Hotel information is available now. You can, it's the Even Hotel in Tinley Park. If you have any other hotels you select, you feel free to do that. We have a block there at the Even Hotel in Tinley Park, and you can go to, you can go to Even Hotel. Called Even Hotel. It's called the Lifeline Conference 2022 group rate at the Even Hotel. Even Hotel, you can go to the internet. The cost is $169 per night. So you can reserve your room for the Lifeline Conference 2023. Let us know. I think the T-shirts, too, you're purchasing, you're registering. Let us know your T-shirt size for your registration. All right. And registration, to register, you can do that now. The Even Hotel reservation, you have to June 9th, 2023, to register your room for the Lifeline Conference. Amen. Looking to see everybody here for our 12th year Lifeline Conference. The theme, go big or don't go at all. Go big or don't go. Just go big or don't go at all. So it's going to be a great time, and some of you already are excited about joining us and being here for the conference this year. Well, Mother, you went in this morning and you opened up
the
spiritual realm, and you threw some juicy nuggets at us. Gave the women something to a wisdom concerning marriage. You shared some things with men concerning their duty and the responsibility, and you really brought it home in such a good way. So I would like to stay in that area a little bit from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse number 22. Now, statistically, it said for one man, it's 20 women. In certain states, the numbers are higher. And we're watching a world that has been changed overnight, a world that has changed overnight, the dynamics of the world that have changed overnight, especially when it comes to relationship is very important to anybody. Now, here's a question that we always address from different people's perspective as it relates to relationships. If I meet my co-laborer in the gospel, Mother Thelma Sidney, we're building a relationship. Now, based upon us building that relationship, we're getting to know each other. So I'm meeting Mother Thelma Sidney. We're getting to know each other. She's a mother of Zion. I'm a man of God, and we're getting to know each other. And based upon that relationship, we're building something that will become intimate. Now, when we hear the word intimacy, people shiver in the church world. I didn't say intercourse. I didn't say sexual intercourse. I said intimacy. And I think we target the word intimacy in the wrong way. Anybody you connect with and build relationship with, you are connecting them because you're building relationship. And from relationship, you have intimacy, not intercourse, not sexual intercourse, but intimacy. That means that you're getting to know a person and you're connecting with how they move, how they breathe, how they live. You're learning their languages. You're learning their food. You're learning their culture. You're learning their background. You're learning what makes this person that I'm connecting with special enough to be in my life and I'm in their life. That's the connection. Now, we're going to move from that chapter and take it into this level. There's a man that's single and a young lady that's single in the church world, because we got to connect it to the church world, because the world going to do what they want to do. And really what I'm saying, this is for the world and it's for the church people too. But because I know that I have a lot of deep people here, I'm not scared of you all. So I just want you to know that. I just want to address it from this perspective. Let me just open it up and say this is a global world. So a man meets a woman in life. Now, here you are. Y'all meet each other. He say hello. You say hello. She say hello. He say hello. Now, from the hi or the hello or the introduction to somebody who introduced you all together, or you meet for the first time or you hear the voice of the person, you're beginning a conversation that will create a relationship. Anybody still with me? Somebody just get up off the bed and say, oh, prophet is going somewhere. Oh, you better believe I'm going somewhere today. So you're talking. Now, it's in the mind of the woman or in the mind of the man, what's the agenda or what it's going to be like? The conversation, the hello, God bless you. How you doing? What church you from? What background? What school did you go to? Do you know this person? Yeah, I know that person. Oh, I remember that person. Yeah, I saw you at that place with that person. You're starting a conversation. Now, that is creating intimacy. I didn't say intercourse. I didn't say sexual intercourse. You're getting to know a person. Now, whatever you get from that conversation, it's been created by your mind and the other individual mind. You follow me? Are y'all still with me? I'm going somewhere. Now, from that conversation, you will get to know what kind of food that person likes. Oh, you're in that church. Oh, you like praise and worship. You like music. Oh, you like, did you know that song from that day? That was a song in my era. Oh, how you doing? Good. Do you have children? No. Oh, okay. I don't have children either. I do have children. Yeah. Do you know such and such? Oh, I remember them back in the day. So you're having a conversation. And from these conversations, you're creating intimacy. Not sexual. Not intercourse. But you're creating intimacy. You're building. So you're talking, you're gravitating. It's the person who you're talking to. It's for them to decide what they want. It's for you to decide what you want. Or it's what you feeling, what you thinking. And sometimes it's the case. In most cases, it's not. It's just building relationship with people. Just to get to know human life and what they're about. What's your favorite scripture? John 3:16. What's yours? Oh, Matthew 6:33. Oh, we love gospel. Yes, we do. It's all about communicating. And when you meet people, everybody is needing a person to get to know them, to learn about them, to build a relationship, whether it's going to be a friend, associate, or just making a connection. It's all about that. From that place, many different things can come, or stimulation can come from that place. But it must be reciprocal, not just one, reciprocal. So from that perspective, you're learning he, and he's learning she, and he's learning he. Now, if you're platonic and you're heterosexual, you're learning your sister and your sister learning you. You're learning your brother and your brother learning you. You're connecting. Now, from that place, you'll know their lifestyle, what they are, how they grow up, whatever the challenge is, the struggle, because you're building continuity in the intimacy. Because that person want to be able to talk to you, share with you, or even you're able to share with them their life issues or their experience or building something from the continuity that you have that will be able to help them embellish life challenges and help them along the road and navigate in the right direction or give them counsel and advice and share secret things with them. Now you're taking the intimacy to another level because you're growing and developing. Ever is that person that you're connecting with that have something in their mind they're feeling, and you have something in your mind you're feeling. You have to understand where you're going and what you're doing. Now, people in this world who want to be married, that's a good thing. But you must understand you need to get to know the person first. Don't start off with your agenda and then end up disappointed and you already feel some kind of way and then you say somebody deceived you. No, nobody deceived you. You came in with an agenda and you didn't get to know the person. And when the person finds out who you are and what you're about, you feel some type of way, but you did not get an understanding. That's what conversation is about. Now, let me talk to you people who like this air fryer mindset. You know, I was cooking a sandwich last night, 12 minutes, flat-based sandwich, 12 minutes. Now, on a good day, if I really want to cook, it has to take a couple of hours to make a good meal that I want. Because what it does is the difference between the air fryer and my microwave. My microwave, I might have to put it in again and take it out and fill it, see if it's hot in the middle. My air fryer, I don't have to do that. I just put it in there, time it, the air fryer handle that, air fries it. You got to understand air heats when I say that. Microwave, I got to put it in. Micro's in the air, micro. But the difference between those three is being able to take time to saute the food. Now, I'm going somewhere. Brace yourself. Buckle your seatbelt up. I go to the store. I'll use the perfect example of something I like, lasagna. I go to the store, I walk through the store, I look on the shelf, and I pick up what I need to make my lasagna, all of what I need. I go to the register, I pay for it. Then I'll hop in my car, drive to my house, get out of my car, come into the house. I start prepping for my meal. Now, y'all getting it? I have to prep for my meal. So I put everything up. I set everything out, set the table up the way I want it. Cost I need, the other amenities I need for my prepping, for my meal. So I prepare the noodles, I get the water ready, put a little salt in there, put some butter in there, because I want my lasagna to be good. So I prep for it. Then I go to my table. I don't know if people like ragu or prego. You check your choice. That's yours. You get your sauce, the sauce that you want. You open it up. Then if you do like me, you cut a green peppers up, cut some tomatoes up. You may cut some onions up. You may grab a little spinach and put in there, oregano and put in there, mix it up. You start sauteing it with what you want in there, stir it up, and put it in the pot. Get it ready for what you're doing. You check your noodles. It's not what you want. You put it back in there. Prepare my cheese. I like different types of cheese. Some people like five types. I like whatever type that's my favorite. I put it in, prepare it. Then I add a few other amenities, which is none of y'all business because some of y'all are trying to write it down what I do. I put it all together and get my pan from under my sink, start putting the noodles on there, start doing what I need to do with my cheeses, and it's prepared. Look at it. Okay, it's ready. Then I put it in the oven. By that time, I've lost maybe an hour, hour and a half, sometimes a little longer than that, because that OCD kicks in when I cook food too. So I need to make sure something is, and I sample a little bit of it. Say, I need a little bit more of this. I don't have to call anybody up to say, what do you think, what I need to add. Sometimes I do. And I decide that it's ready to be put in the oven. Sometimes I forget that I have to turn the oven on at 350, 400, 375. So I turn the oven on, give it a minute to heat up. I put it in the oven. My cheese, everything is ready. I let it, put it in the oven, and I time it. Listen to me. Some of you have to time your meals. Time it. Relationship, time it.
Amen.
And as I'm timing it, I get a smell. Now y'all know I'm finna go to the mountain on this. Gotta go to the mountain early. I get a smell, and I said, this smell kind of good here. This smell kind of good. Now, one time I was cooking, and I said, I got a smell in my oven. I said, something don't smell the way my food smell. Now, listen to this, saints. I want this to bless single people and some who are preparing to be in a relationship. I said, wait a minute, something's right with this. So I go to my oven and notice that I had previous food in my oven, and it dripped. Because two people say, you got to be careful of a relationship that dripped before you get into it. So I can preach this thing now. So it was dripping. I said, oh, man, I knew I made this meal exactly the way I want, but there was something I left in the oven that dripped from the previous meal. So I said, oh, no, I'm not going to let this, I'm not going to let what I just invested in to prep and to prepare and get it ready, I'm not going to let the juice from the previous meal drip on my meal. Oh, Prophet Matthew, you going somewhere today. Thank you, Mother. You opened up the door. I told you I'm going somewhere today. I said, let me take this out of the oven. I took it out of the oven. I set it back on the counter. I said, let me let the oven cool down. Some of y'all don't let some of this stuff y'all get in cool down. So I said, let me let this oven cool down here. I'm going to go in and I'm going to clean it out. Because I don't want the smell of where I'm about to eat. I prepared it, made it ready, put all the amenities in it, and it leaving a smell on my food? No, I'm not going to do that. See, the problem with most people, you think that you know what you know, but you have not prepared for what was in the oven previously. That's why certain things start getting hot in relationships, because you did not give yourself time to find out what was in the oven before you put something else in the oven. You work hard to prep your meals. You work hard to get where you're going. You work hard to build yourself up to that place. You put it in the oven, but there's something about the oven that'll leave a smell if it's not ready. You have to be able to know and have the sense that is this the proper meal or is this something that was left in the oven from previous past? And when you find that, you have to go back to the oven, take whatever it is out, clean it up. Are you willing to clean it up or let what you left in previous past? Some people are not willing to clean up what they left from a previous meal or relationship. So what they think they can do is go into another relationship without cleaning up the oven from the previous relationship, and you leave burn spots in your oven.
Come on now.
You have to understand.
Come on.
And it takes time. It takes time. You can use Clorox, Palmolive, you name it. If it does not clean it up, it still leaves a smell. And so many people in the world, they are leaving smells in the oven and prep a new meal and just put it in. And when you know you're smelling something, you're going to lie to the world you wasn't smelling something. The devil is a lie. Let me tell you something. If I cook a meal, I'm going to smell my food. And then if I'm smelling my food, I know it's my food. How many people in here cook? Now, if I put something in the oven and it doesn't smell like my food, then there's a question mark concerning my food. So I go back to my oven and say, there it is. There was a spot that was left in the oven. I left something in the oven from the previous meal. And so what I have to do, that smell from the previous meal will leave an odor on your new meal. And a lot of us, we don't understand. We try to jump into a new relationship, and you didn't clean up your life, and you carried other odors from previous relationships because you didn't clean the oven. I'm not talking about you air fryer people than the microwave, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones who are serious about where they are at in life, they're serious about what they want to do and where you want to go. It takes time to prep. It takes time to do what you need to do. It's easy to say what you want out of the deal. Let me drive 4 points on it. 4 points. 5 points. Should have did the Facebook Live while I was teaching. Number one, relationship. You're getting to know a person. And I'm just writing points while Mother was talking to that. Ask yourself the question. You ask yourself. Don't ask them. You ask yourself the question. Why do I want to be in a relationship? That includes friends. That includes divine connection. Oh, why do I want to be in a relationship? What's the reason for this relationship? In other words, what's the reason for following Prophet Matthew, what's the reason for traveling? What's the reason for connecting? What's the reason for comfort? What is the reason? The word, sound, music, ministry, traction, frequency, blessing, opportunity, advancement, the list. What is the reason for the relationship? What is the reason for this relationship? What's drawing me into this relationship? And ask yourself, put your points down. Okay. I see that it's something about the word that's hitting me and it's quickening my spirit and I'm being blessed. Okay, good. Now, relationship. Now, go to the other side from the divine connection to a marriage. So everybody, a lot of people want to be married. I tell people, I don't want the American dream. I want my dream in America. The America dream does not define black men, black families, period. It's not even written for us. But I want my dream in America. Okay? Or let me put it like that. I want my dream in this world. But my dream will not be successful until I wake up out of the dream realm. So I got to come out of the trance to do what? Transported, transportation, transcend, all of those. Not transgender, transcend, transportation, transport, transportation. I want to make it clear for those who are following me. Now, what do I expect? What I'm viewing in the world from relationship is number one. Number one, why people want to get married is, and I'm just giving my own analogy. You can jump in a few minutes because I'm not going to ride the tide on this. Mother did drop some notes on me. Most people want to get married because of, number one, I just believe this is number one, security. Number two, lonely. Number three, sex. Number four, they're beautiful. Security. I don't need security. I'm lonely. I'm burning, so I need sex. They're beautiful. You can add to the list, because this is what I see with a whole lot of people. And then number five, people do it for love. Now, I heard something that Miles Rose said, don't marry for love. I can't agree with that part, but, you know, that's your analogy. That's your point of view. Some people do, and they grow into love. Some people do it because they love the person. Scripture gives a lot of technical point of view concerning a husband and wife. So you get people, they marry for security. I need security. Some people marry because they're lonely. I need lonely. Some people marry because they need sex. And some people marry because this person is beautiful. They're attractive. They look beautiful. And some people marry for love. I just kind of threw out five of them. You got some other people got other points they can make from this perspective. And you can add nuggets to it. These are, I believe, five essential. Oh, well, let me add one on here that another person married because they said the person is saved. Okay, they married because they say they saved. Well, they saved. I married them because they saved. Love the Lord. I married because I love them. One is beautiful. One is sex. One is lonely. Other security. So that's, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. 6 points. That people jump into those follow reasons. So I threw some categories out here. We just talked about relationship, building from that place, building from that. So from these places, you talk, some people like, let me hear one. I like their intellect. They talk, their intellect is good. Man, they don't bore me. They make me think. So some people like the intellect of people. What do I put in category there? Security, loneliness, sex, beautiful, saved, intellect. Some people like the intellect of person. They got good intellect. I like the way they talk. They talk good. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because, I believe that men need sex and affirmation. Women need affection and conversation. And so all of those things will come in that category. Now, he is the mystery of a lot of things. You're meeting someone that's a mystery. And that's what Paul speaks of right here when he talks about the mystery concerning the church. This person is a mystery to you. You don't really know them until you talk to them, share with them, communicate with them a little longer. Once you start talking and communicate, you're slowly understanding that what's in the oven will start burning up. It'll start burning the food, start cooking the food. So when the food starts cooking, you'll detect the smell. Am I right, people? You detect the smell. You'll detect if something you put in the food is good or something you put in the food you miss. One time I know I was putting something in the oven. I said, my food wasn't right. And I said, man, it's something missing. You know what I had to do, Mother Sydney? I had to call up my mother and say, Mother dear, there's something in here that I missed. She said, baby, what is it that you put in your food? Now listen to this, people. I said, I put this, this, this. She said, oh, no, 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 no. You missed the main ingredient. Oh, I'm preaching. I'm teaching tonight today. So what was it? She said, this is what you missed. I said, oh, shoot, I knew I missed something. Look at somebody, write that down. The main ingredient. Relationship, you need the main ingredient in a relationship. Oh, you can write it down. I'm helping somebody out today. The main ingredient. I'm going to write it down too. Main ingredient in the meal. Okay. Next. Here you are. You put the main ingredient in the meal. Sometimes what you have to do, for me, if the main ingredient is not in the meal, what I do is take it out. I either start it all over again or I try to add it in the next time of the main ingredient. That means that in some relationship, if the main ingredient is not in there, what you do is in the next conversation, put that ingredient in there so that you can have an understanding. A lot of people, when things start getting hot in the oven and smell, they don't go back to the main ingredient to make it work. So what you do is get confusion, and you're not even there in the relationship yet. You need the main ingredient to make the meal perfect. But here's the question. The problem is we blame each other, but one person that's eating the meal didn't have anything to do with the cook. So you cannot blame somebody that you met. And you didn't put the main ingredient in there, and you want them to eat something that does not have the main ingredient. You can't manipulate him. You can't manipulate her. You can't try to fool them to getting to eat your meal when you don't have the main ingredient in your life. Good God Almighty. Some of you don't even have the main ingredient in your life. See, you have to have the main ingredient in your meal to be successful in your life. But you don't have the main ingredient. So my mother said, Laura, you got to put this in there. I said, well, now here's me. I can be deep. I said, Mother dear, how do I get around it? There we go. Got a lot of people want to try to get around the main ingredient, and you're never going to be successful in a relationship. Because we have a lot of people want to create a fantasy in a real person life. You can't connect with me and bring, and that's why that's why I'm where I'm at today. Because there's too many people trying to bring a fantasy in a real life. I'm real. So I can't deal with somebody that want to be a fantasy island. That was in 1977. You know, that the short man and the big guy. and the Fantasy Island when they land on the island. You have to be real with yourself. To thyself be thy truth. So if you don't have the main ingredient, you will not be able to have the proper meals to eat. And many people don't have the main ingredient in their meal. So I said, "Well, can I get around?" She said, "Well, I tell you what, you go ahead and eat that one, but it ain't gonna have everything you need in it, because I know how you like your food." I said, "Okay. So what do you suggest?" "Well, all I can tell you, sweetheart, is you need the main ingredient. You can't get around it. So that's your choice. You can eat it." So here we are. You got people who don't have the main ingredient, so guess what they do? They say, "Well, instead of me wasting my food, I'll eat it. Instead of getting it right, you say, well, I'll go along with it and make it work." You can't get it. You can't. Oh, good God Almighty. If it ain't working with the main ingredient, you keep going deeper and deeper into something that does not have the ingredient. So you said, "Let me just, I don't want to waste it, so I go along with it." Now you got a situation where no one's getting along because you're going along with something that does not have the main ingredient. All right. You must be able to have the main ingredient in anything you do. You have to have the main ingredient. And some people don't have the main ingredient. And when you have the main ingredient in a meal, the meal will be properly done and cooked. You know they don't have a job and you have a job. You know. I'm going to get hot up in it. Actually, I didn't want to go this far today. I just wanted to fall for station identification. You know, and I know, and they know, and everybody you try to persuade to know that, yes, they love God, a God, but they don't want to serve the God that you serve. You know this. But they love God. Let me tell you something. As soon as you go start going to church and start doing the things of the Lord, that spirit manifests it because the main ingredient ain't there. Can I talk to some real people? Let me just go to the mountain on some of y'all. I'm just being honest with some of you all, reality. If they 40 years your youth, sweetheart, don't try to go to the, don't try to ride the roller coaster. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on.
God Almighty. I'm going to get myself in trouble. You know the pipeline ain't going to work that well in the bedroom. God Almighty. Let me tell you something. Oh, Lord Matthew. What did you be real? Let's just go ahead. There are certain things. Well, some people can go to Dr. Viagra. And that little gummy bear thing, whatever else you eat, then you got to worry about her too. Now, what I'm trying to help you understand, you want to be with somebody in your category. I know you want the security, but they may not want a child 40 years down the road. It's just making sense though. I'm by myself, but I'm seeing so much chaos with some of these people. I'm just like, what in the world going on? You know what? I'm at a pivotal point in my life when I see some religious friends, some church people. I got a friend that was just married, and he told the wife he didn't want no more children. She's young and vibrant. He's older. I said, what's the problem? Well, I don't want no more kids. What did y'all talk about that? Well, I mentioned it to her. She understood that. No, you didn't get the main ingredient, man. And don't sit here at the table speaking in tongues. I'm tired of people getting, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. No, something is wasn't ain't right. Come on. Something ain't right with this stuff no more. I don't want y'all to come to me with this religious stuff. Now, wait a minute. You just told the world and 750 people in a major sanctuary being a big-time preacher, now you divorced it. Oh, Jesus, this is really disturbing me. Now, I'm not food inspector. I'm watching what is not a demonstration of a marriage or ceremony because people don't know how to date right. They're getting into these things for intellect, security, loneliness, sex, beautiful, or they say. Because something is not right with this dynamic of what we call relationship. I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Now, if she's 20 years your youth, I don't know what to say about this part because I don't know what they call them. What they call them, lying? What they call them? What they call the term that they use? She's a lying. Okay, anyway. So you have to understand what you're getting into. Now, you, 34 or 28 or going on 40, he's 60, maybe knocking at 70. Honey, I'm ready to do this thing. Now, he didn't got amnesia or dementia on you, or she didn't got dementia, you know, because she had certain age things. You know, I don't know what they call that thing. Can I call it menopause? Pause in the middle. So if certain things happen, I understand it, but where do you go? Look, you got to be in the category. Now, I'm not saying, because a lot of people say, this person my age can't do nothing for me. This person my age can't do nothing for me. This person my age can't do nothing for me. Or this person, okay. Well, that's where you got to go to the main ingredient. Now, for those who do the sampling, you got people sample stuff. You know, let me go back to the kitchen because see somebody, I just lost somebody. When you go in the kitchen and cook a meal, and it comes out, you sample your meal. You sample your meal, and then you let some people sample the meal. Now, let me tell you something. When you sample the meal, they may like it. And then you might have to go back and they want another sample. Then they may want another sample of the meal. Now, y'all ain't going to save all your life. So don't come on, throwing that foolishness on me.
Come on.
You're a human being. It's a sample and food. Let me go here. So, now you sample the food. You like it. Now, all of a sudden, well, hold up. I don't want you to sample no more of the food. Wait a minute. Hold on. You just started sampling it. People, y'all better call somebody else. Get somebody else on too. Somebody better join me because I didn't win in that. You didn't sample the meal. Now you want to change. You want to change. You don't no longer want to sample the meal. Oh yeah. Well, let me hold off on the sampling.
Oh, what do you mean?
Holding off on the sampling. You didn't get addicted to the food. You didn't get addicted to the food. Now what you got, you done created a monster that wants your sample, and now they gotta look for you with a flashlight in the daytime and the nighttime. You can't go to work. You can't breathe. You can't sleep at night. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me today. You ain't ready for me. That dude said, y'all ain't ready for him. You ain't ready for me. And now here's the powerful thing about it. You both love the Lord. I ain't going to take nothing away from your love. But you sample. So now you have a disturbance in your meal. Matter of fact, let me go deeper. You got a disturbance in your recipe. There it is. There you go. Oh, I'm teaching this thing now. You didn't disturb your recipe. Oh, yeah. Why? Because you gave a sample of your recipe out. Now somebody is carrying your recipe, and they got that. They know your recipe. Now you try to hide. Well, I want you to know my recipe. You don't think I know your recipe? I didn't already put. I know what's in the recipe. Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, play like you know. I ain't gonna play like I don't know the recipe. And where you go, I can smell the recipe. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me today. Let me tell you something. So what you got to deal with, well, let me go back to the main ingredient here, because some of y'all just didn't. I done brought y'all to the, now I done woke some stuff up in you, now you got a reality. Here's what you're dealing with. You don't lose who you are. Relationships are built being able to know who you are first. That's how relationships, know who you are first. Build a relationship. If you think for one time in a relationship, if you don't know who you are, the other person will make and create who they want you to be for them in a relationship. One of the things I learned about a cook will make a meal, but he doesn't want anybody around him when he makes his meal because he don't want anybody to know the recipe.
True.
And then when he's done with his meal, he usually or she usually don't really eat his food because they already have a recipe in their mind. Can I help somebody else? They already know what they have. When you start eating their meal, they already know what they want in life. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Because, and then, let me tell you about a real good cook. A real good cook already know how to prep his table before he get into his kitchen. His table. He know what he want on his table. He know what he you know, his entire table, her table's already fixed the way she want it. She know what she want a place setting at. She know what she want. She know the chair she sits in. She know how she wants table set up. I'm not talking to real people today. Because you have to understand what you want. And don't invite somebody to your table when you are a high-end eater and they are a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Wendy's eater. I don't like that stuff. If you're going to take me somewhere, you better. Y'all ain't ready for me. Look, let me tell you something. And don't get deep at the table after you eat and don't leave a tip. Good God Almighty, oh, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. If I'm going to the restaurant, you know, to have a five-course meal. Have y'all ever been to the restaurant and they got a five-course meal? Because they have five-course meal. Some people, you don't understand the five-course meal. Okay. The five-course meal, the first thing they ask you at the table when they come, can I get your drink? Let me tell you something. If you don't know what they talk about when they ask you about the drink, they'll ask you, here is the drink menu. Know what you're taking in at the table. I ain't worried about these folks here. They'll give you two menus. They'll tell you on the front side, this is cocktail. On the other side, do you want Coke? Do you want Coke product? You got to pick what you want on the meal, what you want to drink. Some people say, well, I'm ready to order. They say, okay, we'll get your order, but can I first see what you drink? What is it that you drink? That's it. Then you tell them what you drink. You got to understand the spirit of who's sitting at your table. When they get their drink, you say, oh, okay, that's what they like. Oh, they like Coke. They like Sprite. And you have some people who will say, oh, there's nothing on this menu that is not my drink. Some people like salt, whatever they call that, salt or water. Some like regular water. Some people like ice with lemon. Some people like don't ice with lemon.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, they, some people like a Pepsi, some like RC, some like Mountain Dew, some like tea, some like coffee, some like a sweet tea, some like, you know, Sierra Mist, you know, you name it. There's some people say, well, I like a red wine because I'm going to do this. I like a white wine. Somebody say, I might want some cognac. I'm just talking to real people. Somebody might say, I want this. This is what you pick and take. Somebody say, well, I don't do no drinking, but give me just this right here. Then somebody got that Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer was not made by Arnold Palmer. It was a black person that made lemonade, put tea with lemonade. He just got the benefit of it because he was a white guy back there in the golfing days. Anyway, and they call it Arnold Palmer. It was not Arnold Palmer. It was your mama and your daddy back there when they made that sweet tea and put it on the window edge. And they had the tea over here and they had the lemonade over here and they put the tea on the edge and the lemonade in the refrigerator. And when they took it out, they mixed it. That was way back in the day. So that's when you got, and you got, it was the Arnold family that got that. And Arnold Palmer, they called it Arnold Palmer. Then you got the other, you got the, whatever her name is, the other one you call. But let me tell you this, and I'm going to be done. We have many people who don't know the main ingredient they need to make it work. Why? Because it's the wrong reason for relationship. People don't get in relationship for the right reason. Because they don't know themselves. You need to know yourself in relationship. At least know your name. Don't let nobody call you Pookie and your name is Nisi. Don't let nobody call you I'm leaving some of those names alone because some people have a quiet name on the table that I will call you name. Then you don't need your ladder say you calling me out. You need to know who you are. The main ingredient in the meal. So after they ask you, what is it you want to drink? Then they'll come back and say, are you ready? Some people may want soup or salad. Then after the soup or salad, they give you, they'll ask you what kind of bread you want, which is soup or salad. Then they'll come back and give you your main course. After your main course, they'll come back and offer you a dessert. And some people want a cappuccino with your dessert. I'm just trying to help people understand. And now, if you decide after your main meal you have leftovers, then you can ask them, I have leftovers. You know why? Because the meal was so good you couldn't eat it all. You want to come back for more. That means leftovers. Some people don't understand the main ingredient to relationship. They just don't. You have to know what you want from that. Sometimes people ask me unique questions. You already have the answer. Some people are challenging you with questions. That's good. But just to thyself, be that truth about life, about what you want in life. Mother was talking about something that was very powerful. I'm not going to read the scripture about this, the husband and wife friendship, relationship, and different things like that. Paul attaches Ephesians 5 and 22 to the spiritual part, and this is for those who, whether you're married, and not married, or you're single, want to be married, single and saved. If you're single and you're not saved, you still want relationship. He gave some powerful points here. In verse 22, I was going to go over to Proverbs, because he gives two findings over there. He said, a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. He gives two findings. A man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. We don't do the first finding. we go straight to the second finding. And then the word of God said, I obtain favor of the Lord. Find it. Ruth, Naomi, and Oprah give a different account because of how Ruth went in to see Boaz. Then you got a theological battle because the question is, she went into the presence of him. He didn't come to her. So, but to get into his presence, she had to know what she had to glean his field and see what he had in his harvest. Somebody just missed the revelation of that. You won't say it again. Before you go into his presence, you got to glean his field and know what his harvest is. Naomi brought them out of a history of a bad bloodline. Everybody husband with them. Oprah went back. Naomi made a promise. She said, I won't leave you. And she made it very specific. She made it very specific. Where you lie, I'll lie. Where you lie, I'll lie. Your God will be my God. She gave specific details to Naomi. This is what she's going to do. So from the place of Naomi, she understood that this woman had some type of wisdom, that she was willing to go all the way to this new place. She was willing. So she prepared her by bringing her into the genealogy of where she came from, where she was going, where she lies in her God. So before she moved to the next level, she was able to glean the field and understand his harvest. And from that place, she was able to enter into a place where his harvest was ripe, his field was prepared, and she understood what she was going to take on from the seed. Now, we have a lot of question marks from that because we're dealing with culture. We're dealing with Eastern culture and Western culture. We're dealing with a lot of people that don't even have a culture, and you're trying to fall into one of these foolish cultures of the world. And you don't really know your place. So theologically, we don't even know the role. Some people don't even know the role of what a woman is. Some men don't even know what the role of a man is. Because the world is so caught up in sexual gratification, they think the role is getting to the bedroom and not paying for the house. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Y'all just ain't ready for me. People ain't ready for me. So you have to be able to understand. Let me go back to the table. So at the restaurant, you know, you set up the table and everything is prepared. So the question is, when you get to the table, what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? That will determine a lot of things when you build relationships. Because we have a lot of state of an emergency people trying to get into marriage. You're in a 911. You're in an intensive care state in your life, and it shouldn't be that. This thing should take time. I would just been going to a worldly stone, but I'm gonna stay right here with the saints. But to understand what you're dealing with, to get to the place of knowing. Then, from that place, you will be able to make a choice or a decision. Is what Paul said in 5:22. Is it wise to submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord? Now, we're connected to a spiritual place. For the husband is the head of the wife, Now listen to this. Because all of this foolishness of churches, well, if I'm in the church, and I'm sharing this with women too, and y'all can say what you want to say, I got to bring this thing home. Even in the church, he's still the head. Even in the house, he's still the head. I know all of this genre of Western culture and the Eastern culture. He's still the head. He doesn't lose his headship because of your pastoral or your apostleship and all those things. He doesn't lose his head. Don't be fooled by this foolishness that you've been taught. Because all of the theological stuff is just, is messing up a lot of people. And it's man's, your mindset of how you feel. And the scripture always say that the way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the way to death. So you catching something because of your control or how you feel or how you want to manipulate the people. Here's a powerful thing. Let me take you to this very powerful thing. Even as Christ is head of the church. One of the things I learned about Queen Elizabeth, and I did some study of her years ago, 1952 was when she took the crown. If you understand how smooth and smooth she was for her 70 years, she never put a spot on the church at England. If you look at her history, she never came out against her husband. She never came out against her children. She was so smooth. Now, whatever happened in the house, the woman took care of herself. Not, don't get mad at me, people of God, when they say that. Not one time did she come out of the house with weave on, phony nails. I'm just being honest. She came out of her house. She took care of herself. She was very elegant. She had a beautiful purse, her expensive garment. She took care of herself and such a creator all the years, all the way until to the day she left here. She dressed for royalty. She dressed for her femininity. She never had showed any masculine traits, period, in her entire 70 years on the throne. And when she came out influenced after the loss of Queen of Prince Diana, she came out and was so elegant in how she presented her speech and was so feminine with it. She loses herself. We have a lot of who are lost in their own. Watch this thing to God. You can mark this. They lost in their own gender because they're not willing to surrender. When you get lost in your gender, it's because you didn't surrender. When you surrender, you'll stay in your gender. And many people don't want to surrender, so they lost in their agenda. And that's when you get transgender, because they're not willing to surrender. When you're not willing to surrender, you're going to be anything that somebody tells you, and the devil can make you change your sexuality, and you call it femininity, and they call it masculinity, and they call it love. No, it's luxury coming under the subtitle of lust. Gratification comes from that place. Perfect love casts out fear because the main ingredient is in the meal. The main ingredient is in it. Let me go deeper. He said it, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the what? The body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband, now listen to this. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Notice now he gave specific detail to the male. Love your wife. He never told a woman to love him. He told him to love her. And here's why. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of his word. Because if you love her, your words are going to be so smoothing that you fall in love with her head, and then you can love her body in your bedroom. That ain't ready for me. Yeah, just ain't ready for me. That just ain't ready for me. That just ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for Lorraine. Let me say that again. That he might satisfy and cleanse it with the washing of water by his words. Your words have to be so smooth and so creative that the criteria of your word can reach her brain and get her body ready for you at all times. Your words have to have a soothing sensation that will create a manifestation for a nation from your image called imagination. Let me go deeper. That he might present it to himself. So even as it's for him, he presented to what? Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without blemish. So you can't tell me you have this big, giant, beautiful church, and it's so beautiful, all the seats it's in you, the infrastructure, the blueprint, everything is beautiful, and you fall in love with that building over your wife. That ain't God. You have to ask yourself the question, are you really saved? If you're going to invest all of this money in a building and she is in your crib and she is carrying your rib, these folks ain't ready for me. They ain't ready for me. No, see, because it's so many people. He breaks it down to the spiritual level. We have so many men out of balance. They don't even know how to get in balance. I even talked to some of my colleagues. You know, I hang with myself most of the time after I'm done with church people because I got to have fun. I'm not going to let not one of these religious people keep me out of balance no more. I watched my dad. My dad, 81 years old. 81. And I looked at his life, even now, 81. He was telling me, we were talking the other day as he turned 81. He said, you know, son, all of my friends are gone. I said, wow, Dad. Yeah. We were talking. And I could just share this in life. I was like, And I looked at my mother, too. I said, all of you all had is church all life. Mom and Dad, I watched my parents out of balance. Do you think for one time, at my time in my life right now, and I'm vibrant strong, I'm going to let a woman that loved the Lord, saved, sanctified, keep me out of balance? It won't happen. Sorry, sister. You will not keep my life out of balance. Sorry, brother. You will not keep my... I'm going to have balance. The rest of my life is going to be full of balance. I'm going to enjoy life. And I'm going to enjoy myself. That's why, when you read the word of the Lord God says, when a man is married, he cares for the things of the world that he might please his mate. Why did he say the world? Because there's some things in the world you have to do to please her and him. Now, y'all can be deep if you want to. That's on your watch. I'm going to enjoy the amenities of the world that it may please her, and I'm going to be happy at the same time. Now, Let me go back to the main ingredient. His mother started this at 5 a.m. in the morning. Might as well go ahead and finish it up right now. You cannot not enjoy yourself. I was with a pastor some months ago. I won't give his name, but we were having a good time. I ministered for them, and he said, well, we'll meet you at the restaurant, Robert Matthew. One of my drivers takes you to the restaurant, and we'll see you there. I said, okay. So I get to the restaurant, and I'm watching a whole bunch of saints. Now, this is okay. We'll do that, a whole bunch of saints. Now, it's good. Now, don't get me wrong, because, you know, certain people can be around. But certain things you just have to understand. So they was coming, and at the table, I think we got a table of about 50 people. Now, just kidding, of course. But it was a nice table. And we were all at the table. Pastor didn't arrive yet. He didn't get there yet. And I'm still waiting at the table. So we all got our stuff. I won't call her first lady. I'm calling her the only lady. She comes in. Sorry, Prophet. We had to make a stop. I said, okay. He said, such and such is on the way. I'm going to get a title. I said, okay. So I'm waiting. They finally come in the middle of the food. He comes in while everybody, man of God, I'm sorry. I had to stop. I had to do this. I had to do that. And you know, I was very nice to him. I said, you know, when we get done, I want to share something with you. Maybe this will help you out. So after we ate, I was sitting there with the saints. We ate, finished, got him in the car. So he took me on back to the hotel, and his wife came on. Let me share something with you. I said, I just want to give you advice. I said, when you're done with ministry, like, I just ministered. All of that stuff, you have to let it go. You have to let, I said, I'm just being honest, I'm your guest. I shouldn't have to wait that long. You got other leaders, can drive people home, could go visit these people, to do all those things. And you know what, Mother Thelma Sidney, she is man out of his wife's eyes. You know, in life, I'm not going to sit around people no more and not tell them the truth. Regardless of how they feel or how they think, that's your wife. When you leave that bride there, these people, let me tell you something. These people come a dime a dozen. They will be with you for the fishes and five loaves. They come and go. Most people are unstable, double-minded. They want to control you. They want to move. You could have invited them to come and accept the Lord Jesus. You could have did their mother, family member funeral. You could have did the christening. You could have did communion with them. You could have counseled them, prayed with them. You could have took all of your money in the church and gave it to them. People that are not going to be satisfied. They're flawed. You can preach the word of God 52 Sundays. In my case, I do it twice. And you can preach on a Wednesday. They're going to take a vacation. They're going to call you and say they sick. They can't make it. They're going to tell you they're late. They're going to give you all types of excuses. You can't be late. You can't mess up one time. They can mess up 57 times, and you can bring them out. They'll have you up at night, 12, 10, 1 in the morning, crying out of what they did. They can get caught up on crack cocaine. They can fornicate, commit adultery. They can mess up in your church. They can lie and cuss and do all kinds of stuff. You can't do none of that. They can fall down, get up. They can run from one ministry to another ministry and come back and leave all those spirits at your church. And then can tell you on Sunday, if you preached a message 5 years ago, you preached it, and then tell you, you the first time when you preached it was better. All of those things. You can't mess up. You're invested, and your investment, this is for people who are going to get married and talk about relationships. Don't mess up your main course meal for people who only going to eat on 2 days of the week. Can I help you out? I'm watching my dad at 81 years old, and I'm looking at mother at 76. And I've learned a lot over these 27 years, because some young man said to me the other day, I was talking to him the other day, he said, how long have you been to me? I'm 27. He said, man, you don't even look that old. And I didn't say nothing because I said, what is old? Because I had to ask myself the question, what is old? And then I had to ask myself, what is a preacher? What is old? It's in your mind. What is a preacher? A human being that wears a garment that gets on a platform and teach the world how to stay saved while they're in a pit. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You want me to say the word? Come into a church, put on a garment, get in the platform, teach the world while we in the pit. Whole pit. We in the pit. Why? Because you can't afford to mess up one time. Because the very people who are worse off than you, if you have a bad day, your world is over. That's why much is given, much is required. That's why men and women of God, you have to find people who understand the main ingredient of your meal. You have to connect with those who you can get into your circle, and you can be who you are with them, and they can be who they are with you. But you can't even find that now, because everybody is judging each other, and they all flawed and messed up. Everybody is walking around trying to be this perfect continuity, and you don't even understand the constitution of eternity when God sent his son down. He knew that everything was messed up, so he sent his son down. Do you not think God already knows? You get over God. You get over people telling God on you, you'll be a good person in the world. You get over trying to prove to all of these people who next week going to be somewhere else, 2 weeks going to be somewhere else, and you and your mate going to be together years later. When you get done, and these people telling you about your wife and your family, and they on their way to divorce court, and they already married, but they married to 20 other people too, I ain't ready for me. Relationship, the main ingredient to the meal. Everybody going to give their point of view. How you going to be? Let me leave that alone, too, because that's something. Understand the main ingredient to the meal. That's why I ask people, let me ask you a question. Will you marry you? People got to pause. Would you divorce you? Because all of this stuff is going on. I was sharing with one of my colleagues just the other day. Something getting ready to come out, and some people are going to be shot. Because the same thing, people are constantly making 911 marriages. Getting married is not a 911. It's a 411. It's communication, not a 911. You have to, if you're going to do this, at least know yourself. Know the heartbeat of yourself. All right, mother, I'm done. I'm stopping right there. I'm stopping. I'm going to stop right there.
Amen. That's good.
I'm going to stop right there. I'm learning to use a lot of wisdom in my teaching these days. Just get, throw some out there. You know, go fishing. Depends on what river you're in, I think. Apostle Simmons, he like going fishing, so he know what kind of worm to put on the net to catch the fish in the right kind of river. If I go out there fish, I'm just somebody got to help me. I ain't a fisherman. I might pick up a carp thinking it's a thinking it's a what they call it? What kind of catfish? You know,
bluegill.
Yeah, bluegill. Yeah. Now, do I like fish? Yeah, I do. I like those beautiful fishes out in the salt water. That's me. But I don't eat them. I like them. Like those kind of fish. But I don't catch them. And the other fish, you know, people let them handle them. Shrimp. Give me some good shrimp. Make some a good meal. I love barbecue shrimp. When I eat some barbecue shrimp, I'll be all right. Yeah, a few other things I have to eat with wisdom these days for the safety of me. All right, we shared some things today. What we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial and come right back. We want to give the people opportunity to ask questions today. I hope something that Mother Sydney shared with you last week. We'll take a commercial.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years.
On the Lifeline. It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews. Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, with Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put t-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
All right. Well, we bless the Lord, Mother Thelma Sidney. I tell you, this has been a beautiful day. You took me to in my mind back to some stuff, Mother, that really helped the people out to understand relationship. All of this stuff that people are calling relationship, it's a gender shift, not relationship. People got a gender. Relationship require a whole lot. In this season, if your success in relationship is going to be based upon your success in dealing with a person that's flawed, and y'all, how loyal y'all will be to help each other through the messed up season, because people only in relationship for the good and not the bad. Pure relationship require one to understand the taintedness of your greatness. You're great, but you may be tainted. You're great, but you may have challenges. No one want to endure to the end. They want to only endure for the good time. They don't want to endure to the end. The Bible says, he that endured to the end shall be saved. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of the very thing, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Some people who see me today, they saw me today. They saw me today, but years ago, let me put it like this. The people who see me today never thought I would make it to this point because I passed the pain test to get into the purpose plan. That's a blessing. Let me write that down. Let me write that down. I passed the pain test to get to the purpose plan. Let me write that down. Y'all hold on a minute. Let me write that down because those nuggets come out of me. See, when you pass the pain, hold on, let me write that down. Write that down, mother. when you pass the pain test. Get to the purpose plan. People that interpret. When you pass, there you go. All right.
When you pass the pain test.
To get to the purpose plan, people are in trouble. Yeah, because you pass the pain test to get. See, when you pass the pain test to get to the purpose plan, people are in trouble because they don't expect you to get past your pain. Most people who are successful know how to manage their pain without people seeing. Most people who are successful, they know how to manage their pain without putting it on other people's problems. Manage your pain to be successful. Tell people, when I started growing, developing, and maturing in ministry, Apostle Simmons, you'll know those who will be with you. And then even if we say it and preach it, everybody can't go with you. And we preach it, but we still want them to go with us. God told Abram before he became Abraham that leave your family, leave your kindred. I think I mentioned that last week. Somebody didn't want to come to the service, but I mentioned it, but that's okay too. Leave your, all of the family, leave that. I'm going to take you to, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. The problem with us, we take Lot. Lot is an empty space. The revelation is he took Lot. He took something empty to a place that God said, I'm going to make a nation. You're trying to create a nation and you're taking empty people. They're locked. He said, I'm going to let you, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Like Sarah, before she came, Sarah laughed. Because he said, you were going to be a medicine. So we have to understand what we're doing in the world. There are people that will not be able to go with you, and that will be okay. You have to be assured that you can trust God, that your image can create a nation. Not a lot that's empty. Lot got to a certain place, and it was confusion between Abram and Lot's servant. Then Lot went over there and got to Sodom and Gomorrah, and look what he did. He got over there, then offered his virgin daughters to what? To the Nephilim. They wanted dominion. See, that wasn't even about. You supposed to protect your daughter, Lot. Then when he escaped to the mountain, what did he do? His wife turned to a pillar of salt. You supposed to be the salt of the earth, not a pillar of salt. So it wasn't her fault. She turned to a pillar because he was in the salt of the earth. Let me leave that alone because folks don't understand the revelation to that either. But if she has to look back because you wasn't forward. All right, move from there. Keep looking forward. She ain't going to look back. Keep. Go to the mountain. I have to understand. All right, people of God, bless you all on today. I'm going to open up the line, me and Mother Thelma. Come on in, Mother Sydney. Hello, Mother Sydney. Hallelujah. My partner, Evangelist Thelma Sydney. Thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was powerful, Prophet. Hallelujah. I'm in the midst of doing some things, but I can still talk. Glory to God.
That's all right, Mother.
Just revelation of relationship. And when you sense that in that hope that you just gave, I said, God, this is June 1st, 2023. And I said, here it is. I said, in January, the first Thursday in January, I said, God, in 2016, I said, we started on relationship.
That's what we did, didn't we, Mother? Mm-hmm. I promise you.
I said, yes. We really have always been there, but we went to a wide variety of talking about relationship.
Absolutely.
And yet, now here, we're at the beginning, amen, where God, you know, is calling us and calling his people, you know, back to that, you know, back to himself, back to the basics.
Yes,
of what
absolutely.
The husband is supposed to do, what the wife's supposed to do, because the world is messed up. I mean, here it is. If you got a split between your legs, you're a female. You got a stick between your legs, you're a male. The only person that has a split that has an insertion is used for an insertion is a female. A male don't have a split. Amen. He don't have a split nowhere. And so ain't nothing should be being poked nowhere on the male body. And so and God designed it that way. Because I think about seeing some about Lot's wife, and I thought about how when the angel of the Lord went to Sodom and Gomorrah, and how Lot was even telling them, look, see these angels alone, you know, leave these are men of God alone. Here, take my daughter. If you want to do something to someone, take my daughter. And so we could think of back then that, okay, these were men that wanted to be with men. They didn't care. They didn't care. Amen. They had a taste of what the fallen angels did. I mean, they had a taste of gross and just nasty, just nasty. And, you know, I heard this woman preaching heavy set on YouTube, not on YouTube, but out on Instagram. And she was talking about the same sex or whatever. Here it is. She was saying, you will never have that feeling of a woman. He said, you could never be a woman. You would never have the sensations and the feeling that we feel. He said, because here again, because, I mean, she was really, she was just true with it. She said, because my hug, your hug and my hug is never the same. He said, my hug, she was saying, my hug will woo my husband towards me. He said, it's a different love. He said, it's a different hug. You know, she said, here it is. She said, too strong, too, what did she say? She said something about two metals coming together, two stallions coming together. She said, that's nasty. You know, she said, that's abomination. I mean, she just really, she went in. But yet, in the same, we know that it's an enemy that crept into the camp, just tried that diverted, amen, and polluted the DNA of man and woman. And so Satan know that he can't get God. He know he'll never win with God. And so he said,
never,
I'm just going to taint your creation, something that you love. He said, I'm going to taint them. I'm going to destroy them. He said, I already know my destination is hell bound. I know I'm going to be in the lake of fire. He said, but guess what? I'm taking some of your creation with you. With me, it said hell enlarges itself daily. Hell ain't got no business enlarging itself daily, because hell, God didn't make hell for us. He didn't make it for us. Why would he make hell for his own creation? Why would he make hell and his creation that he made in his image and his likeness? Why would he put his own self in hell? That's what he said. Why would I put my own self in hell? No.
Right.
No. And so anyway, this here, it's mind-blowing. It's illumination, because you already gave us a revelation of it. It's illuminating. Amen. And we just have to take hold to it. It don't take a rocket science. It don't take a rocket science to see where we're at today. I haven't seen so many everything. I'm going to tell you what I saw on yesterday. And it's shameful. It's shameful. And it was in another country. Another country, and it was a donut shop. In there, I'm like, wait a minute. I said, okay, this man make it. I didn't realize what he was doing until I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? He made a donut in the shape of a penis, okay? He made donuts in the shape of a penis and for the women. And he made donuts in the shape of a vagina for the men. And so anyway, what he do is when the woman comes up to the counter, he'll take that donut-shaped penis, and she'll ask him what kind of flavor you want. What kind of flavor you want. And so anyway, he'll dip that donut into whatever flavor. And what he'll do is the woman's mouth is open. Okay, her mouth is open, and what he do, he tap that, he hit the lip. And then he insert the donut in a way. I said, oh, my God. I said, this person is teaching this woman how to do a head job. That's all he's doing. I said, I don't know. He be all in the motion. I mean, in the motion of it. I said, Lord. I said, what have this world came to? I mean, they laughed. I mean, they laughed. And I said, basically, they teach them how to be deep throats. I said, oh, my God. I said, out in plain public, and they just laughing, but they just don't know. It's demonic. It's what they're doing is demonic. And here it is, this man, I said, his greatest fantasy, he's fulfilling it with all of these women. His greatest fantasy, he's fulfilling it with all these women. They don't realize that it's a spirit. Yeah, even through the donuts. Mother. Being penetrated in them. And, you know, they just, I mean, silly. Thinking they're having fun. Well, see, but that's how the enemy come in. He come in a way that you think is harmless. Oh, this is just harmless. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not harmless. That is harmless. I mean, it's harmful. It's not harmless. It's harmful. Because you're penetrating. You allow that spirit to penetrate you, not physically, but spiritually. He's raping you. You're having intercourse with him. And so this is the day and time where we're at. And I'm like, God, he wants us to be aware. We have to be aware. Amen. We have
Absolutely.
To come out of the building. You know, many times people want you to come back to the building, but you go back to the building to what? To be in power, not to go back to the building to do the same thing over and over and over again, where the miracles now being operated there. And so I'm in my season of time. I want to see the signs and wonders. I want to see the miracles. I had enough of all the church stuff. I had enough of all the theatrics.
Me too.
I had enough of all the gestures, you know, and the clown shows. I had enough of all of that. You know, I don't want
that's
that.
That's it, mother.
So when you have seen the light, you walk into the light. Amen. I think about, amen, it's kind of a little comical, amen. They do it for work outside. A little comical where, you remember the poltergeist? Amen. And when the mother said, I think her name was Lillian or whoever her name was. She said, walk in the light. Walk to the light. Walk to the light. Walk to the light. Amen. And so I tell the people, walk in the light where the light is at. Walk in it. Walk in the light.
Yes.
Amen. Because then he said, we're the light of the world. Walk in the light. Walk
That's
in the light. There's so many of God's people that are light. So walk in the light. You see the light? Walk in it. Walk with it.
It is.
Because the light is already here. So we don't have to walk to the light. We are the light. Because he said we're sitting there, sit on the hill, can't about to be here. He said with the salt of the earth, that means that we give the flavor. Amen. We give flavor to everything. We're the salt of the earth. Everybody likes salt. Nobody don't like bland food. Amen. Even though my food is different, some people say your food is bland. No, it has a little salt. You just don't have a whole lot of salt that's overpowering. I said, I want to taste my food. I want to taste my season.
Yeah.
That's why the Lord said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is not overpowering. He's loving. He has a gentle touch. He's a gentleman. He said, with love and kindness. He said, with love and kindness.
That's it, mother. Absolutely.
How about warranty?
Wrong.
He's a gentle touch. You know, I hear the old mother say, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking with thee. Just daily walking with him. I mean, taking a stroll down the walkway, taking a stroll in the park or wherever you may be. Just walk with him. So it's something in the songs that we sing. I mean, we can't sing every song. We can't sing every song. Because every song is not for a born-again believer. And we just say, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. On my daily journey, Lord, I just need you to walk with me. And he will, because what did he do? He walked day and daily with Enoch. He walked with Enoch on a daily basis. And the conversation got so good that what? He translated Enoch. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. He translated Enoch. Don't you want to be translated? Don't you want to be translated? Oh, glory to God. You don't have to translate yourself. But God could translate you. Amen. Hallelujah. That the world see not you, but they'll see the Christ that's in you. Even in your walk and even in your daily talking. Amen. In your daily life, people will see. People will know. Ha. Glory to God. That person's been with God. That person's been with God. And when we've been with God, we should be wearing veils over our face. You know why? Because they will be able to look upon our countenance. They will be able to look upon our countenance because it's not I, Paul say, but Christ that liveth down on the inside of me. Glory to God. Just powerful prophets to be taught. Amen. God is just good. God is just good. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Doing it. For all of us in this time. All right, anyone got a question and comment for Mother Thelma, Cindy, or myself? If the word touched you today, gave you some clarity, understanding, wake-up call, this is the opportunity for you to give God praise and glory. Any questions and comments for Mother Cindy and myself on today? Star 6 to come on in. If you have a question, comment, statement, something bless you on today, you're listening in. Amen.
Good morning.
Top of the morning. God bless you.
This is Sister Ava from Atlanta. And I thank you for both of you for being real with what you were teaching and expounding on today. I'm one of the people that want to be married, waiting on my husband. I'm a widower. I've set my goals that I want God in the midst because it's not going to work without it. I put on the table what I want, what I'm looking for. I listen for that. And I just ask y'all to pray for me, not only to find my husband to find me. And I just ask for prayer. I think you did a wonderful job, and it's something that needs to be said because you got to keep it real. You're not in the spirit 24 hours a day. You're human.
Hmm.
And
you
I
go.
Just thank you for saying that.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Woman
you're
God,
welcome.
You keep that list because I gave God the list too. And don't take down for that list. Don't accept. Don't
That's
accept
it.
Nothing, Lord. Don't accept nothing, Lord. You just stay there. You
not,
stay there. Amen. Like I told him, I said, well, I can't get what I want. I said, well, I'll be married to Jesus until he returns. I said, because we don't have to take down. You don't have to just accept, you know, oh, I'm just going to be
right.
married. We don't have to accept that. Amen. God will give
yeah.
you the desires of your heart. If you gave God a list, amen, this
amen.
Is what I want, God. You know,
amen.
This is
yes,
what I
Lord.
Desire. He know what you want. Stick to it. You know, sometimes,
yeah.
you know, we think we're getting late in age. I always tell the folks, I mean, the world has this saying, but I still keep it. I said, the older the wine gets, the better it is.
Amen.
The older the wine gets, the better it is because it's a little stronger. It's a little seasoned. Amen. It has a little kick to it. Glory to God. And it has it'll give good adrenaline. Glory
Amen.
To God. And so why you think that some of these young men are after these seasoned women? Because
Amen.
Some of the younger women don't, some of the young ladies don't know how to be a woman.
That's it.
Or what
true.
They want and what they're seeking after. And so you just
yeah.
hold on. Hold on, because mother holding on. I'm holding on.
Amen.
Yeah.
I ain't accepting nothing. Nope.
There
what
you go.
Just keep this in mind. What can you offer me that I can't even offer my own self? What can you offer me that I can't offer my own self? See, I got a platform. I already have a platform. And they got to come. They got to exceed that platform. Because
yeah.
you say you're a widow. I'm a widow, too. And that widow in heaven is yet still taking good care of mother. So I got a
Amen.
Platform. And it's a strong platform. Glory to God. And so I don't need no things. I don't need no house. I don't need no car. I don't need that stuff. If that's what he want to do, fine. But I don't need that.
Amen.
I need something more than that. I need something more than that, and that's what we have to stand on. No, 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 because guess what? If I want another house, God will give me another house. If I want another transportation, God will give me another transportation. I know how to get those things. But I can't love myself like my husband could love me. That's what
Amen.
I want. That godly love, that's what I want. Because bottom line, if we be serious and it's not being boisterous, because as a woman, I say, I don't need a man. But when I have one, that means if I accept you, that means I want you.
Amen.
I want you. I don't need you. We don't need. We need to want. And it should be reciprocal. I want you. I want you to be my soulmate. I want you to love me as Christ loved the church. I want you to give me a massage. I want you to rub my feet. I want you. I want to be a part of your life. I want to help encourage you. I want to help build you. I
yeah,
want to
mother.
Amen.
That king that you are, and I, because I'm your queen. I want you because I see God
Hallelujah.
In you. I see
Amen.
The God in you. I see God. And so what I have, amen, when it's time for me to go into the king's chamber, the scepter is always up because I could come at any time that I want. The scepter is always going to be raised up for me because I'm his queen.
All
right. So we don't no longer have to say, after if I perish, I perish. The scepter is all the door have always been made way for us. The scepter is always up. If I'm his queen, no matter where he's at, no matter where he's at, even at the, in public, even at church, I could hold his hand and I start rubbing his hand a certain way. He know what that means. He know what that means.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
We got our own figure. He know what that means. And then he'll shake that one leg. See, he got to shake that one leg because something is tingling. Oh, bless his name. See, I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, you
see,
are.
That's what we do as a wife. I mean, because intimacy don't just start in the bedroom. It starts all throughout the day. It starts while you're on that pool pit and you ministering. And you look at me and I'll look at you and tell you to go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. But yet in my eyes, I'm saying, look at my king. Look at this. Look at this. And makes me godly proud because that's mine. That's my king. That's who God gave me. And I'm his queen. And so I don't have to plaster. I don't have to be fake. I just be myself or who I am. Because in this, I told the Lord this when, and I pray that this helped somebody, when my husband, when he was in ICU, and he told me, be careful how I pray. I'm so glad to say this. Somebody needs to hear this. And didn't know that there was life in the power, there was life or death in the power of the tongue. He said, be careful how you pray. I'm like, okay. And I just started talking to the Lord. As I was looking at my husband, all these tubes on him, through him, all around him, I said, God, don't let him die like this. I said, give us a second chance at love. I said, God, he really don't know how I could love him. I said, he don't really know how I could love him. I said, he don't know how. I said, God, I got so much love in me. I said, he really don't know. And God granted that. And he kept, and he and I had to keep that. I didn't have no problem because I wasn't ready for him to go. I said, wait a minute, this man don't know how I can love him. I said, he really, really don't know how that I can really love him. Because I allowed the Spirit of God to flow through me.
Yeah, that's good.
I allowed him to flow through me, even in our hellion days. I let the Spirit of the Lord teach me. Keep my mouth. He said, when he's going from 1 to 100, he said, pray. Because God let me see what was happening. Because he was a Vietnam vet, and God was letting me know that, no, I have to deliver him from that. And we got so many veterans that are around here today that need deliverance.
Yes.
Because their mind and their soul is not healed. They're still parted. They're still in torment. They call it post-traumatic stress. The devil is a lie. God has to heal them. Has to heal them because they've seen so much. They've gone through so much. That the naked eye, they've seen that, but the naked eye, somebody you standing right next to, head get blown off. Oh, mom, did your boat shy up? That's not natural. But yet, seeing that day in, day out, her standing in 5 feet of water, falling asleep with her eyes open. Who does that? Traumatic stress. That's trauma to the body. But yet, God had to show me what he's going to do. And he did it. He did just that. Because what? I showed him how I could love him. And I was that role model for my nieces and nephews and my sisters and brothers. Whatever he wanted, he didn't have to tell me. I knew what he wanted. I knew what he liked. I knew what he didn't like. I knew when he was hungry. He comes standing in the kitchen. I'm like, get out of the kitchen. He wouldn't move. He was hungry. He was ready to eat right in there. And so I had to swiftly kind of get his food together. And yet, at the same time, it better be tasty. it better be tasty, because even at his age, he wiggle, he rock his legs together. When he rock his legs together, shake his legs together, I knew that food was good. I know when he come back for Sackins, and I knew he couldn't have Sackins. Can I have Sackins? I'm like, man. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a little bit. I had to portion his size. I mean, how to do those things. A way to a man's heart is really through his belly. And it's not McDonald's. It's not by a drive through. But it's through oven-cooked, slow-cooked food and love with it. Love. That's how you get a man's heart. You want a womb, it's love. It's through his belly, but it's love at the same time. Let him know that that's my king. Giving him affirmation. That's my king. And lastly, instead, I remember this young man. I was talking with him and ministering to him. Because he's trying to hit on me. And I told him, I said, mm-mm. I said, I see something for you. I said, I see a young, vibrant wife for you. Vibrant man. I said, vibrant. I said, because you got too many seeds in you. I said, you got too many nations in you. You got too many generations in you. And I said, and this lady here and this woman here ain't giving nothing out. I said, those days are gone. I said, this God do. And I said, God ain't about to do no Mary here. I said, but God has a woman for you. You know, I said, don't worry about all these other women. God know what you need. I said, so if it's something that you saw in me and that you desire, I said, God will give you that in a younger version of me. I said, so you just hold out, young man. And he said, thank you. He said, thank you. He said, oh, my God. He said, you really have enlightened me. He said, I never heard that before in my life. He said, I never heard that from an older woman that he said I tried to pursue. I said, you know what? It just wasn't the right one. I said, it wasn't the right one for you. And I said, I was the right one. As a mother, I said, as a mother, God will give you what you need. And so I just thank and praise God, glory to God, that I be able to minister. Even when they try to hit on you, I be able to minister to them. I say, mm-mm, you ain't the one. You're not the one. I'm not, you know, we don't have to fall, amen, for the okie though, for pleasure. You don't have to fall for that. And so, woman of God, thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your comment. I don't even know why I was that way. I guess God was having me to go that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Word to God. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Most High Elohim bless you, Papa Matthews, and Most High Elohim bless you, Mother Sydney. Thank God to God. I thank the Most High for the woman of God. Comment that she just made, and for what both of you all have taught on this morning. But even when the woman of God mentioned a list, when it comes to writing down those particular qualifications that a person or a woman desires, and vice versa, now, the word of God, when he says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. Now, that woman becomes his favor, and that woman is his helpmeet. Now, when it comes to a list, the list that we might make, that list, we want it to be according to the Most High Elohim, according to his will. He said if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. And sometimes certain desires we think are the right desires, but it might not be that particular desire that the Most High wants to fulfill that we think is that right desire. So
Amen.
If a man will find a wife, he finds a good thing, and he obtains favor of the Lord, and we are his favor. So if you're that helpmeet, Abba might put you with that man that don't meet all of the qualifications of your list so that you can be that help that he needs, naturally so, as well as spiritually so. He might not be in that certain type of income status. He might not be in that, you might be more on a level in your walk with God than he is, but yet he's still saved. So it's like, you know, the list that we have, he's a man of God, but the qualifications might not always be the exact qualifications, but Almighty God has put you with that person to be that help, that help meet, and Almighty God is going to give him favor in those short areas, and he's going to continue to grow him and mature him in those areas. So when it comes to a list, I mean, I have a list. And this list is a list that's the old list. But on that list, yes, ma'am, but on that list, some of those qualifications that I have, that particular man might not have all of those qualifications, but yet and still, that's Almighty God's will for my life, for that particular man of God, or for that particular man of God to be with that woman of God, especially if we're that helpmeet. And if he's going to get favor once he connects with that woman of God that Almighty God ordained him to be with, not what we always think we want. So that's all I wanted to make that comment. God bless you all.
That's a good point.
Phenomenal morning, everyone. Pastor, Mother Sydney, and all on the line.
God, good morning.
God bless you.
Really, really good. I would like to say, I will tend to say I'm always hard on women, but I am a realist. We tend to write lists that we want our men, our future husbands to be, but are we really qualified and ready to be what we wrote down on the list? We sometimes focus so much on the list that we're not developing as a wife to become the favor. We become a headache once we get married because we're so caught up and excited on, I'm a wife now, but not realizing you were already a wife before you even got married, because you were supposed to be already being groomed by God to be a wife. Rating, even though I'm divorced, I want to be better than I was before, because as we age and mature, like Sister Donna was saying, that list is not even the same. We got more things on the list and more spiritual things, what marriage was really designed for. So if we focus on ourselves, who God has for you will find you, because the focus should be the relationship with you and God. Just like we like to use Ruth as a storyline, or how she found, how Boaz found, but she was so busy and focused on herself that she wasn't even thinking about the man. Naomi had to direct her in that path, but if we focus as women on one another, and that's a lot of it too, we're not focused on teaching the younger women to be godly. We're so busy focusing on ourselves and in competition with the younger women that everything is out of order. And it's, no man is going to come and find an out-of-order woman. I don't care how holy you may think you are. They know when it's out of order, and they not coming. You could shout, flip, and do twists, speak in tongues, sing the greatest songs in church. If it's out of order, it's out of order, because he's going to know a rebellious woman. He's going to know a Jezebel spirit. He's going to notice an insecure woman. He's going to notice a woman that really ain't there to help. He's going to know that. So if we just focus on being women and being loving sisters to one another, he'll find you. But until then, it'll be what it is. But God bless you. Thank you all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was powerful.
And, you know, I want to go back because it said something about the list. And I thought about what was being said. And I'm like, you know, when you go to the grocery store, we make a list. And some of us don't make a list. And that's why we go and get things that we don't need. And we get things that we don't supposed to have. And so in every walk of life, and then God said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And so what we do is that list generates those desires that's in our heart because we know what we want because sometimes, you know, it's good to look at that list. And then, okay, this is what I wrote. But yet on that list, he said, God will give you the desires of your heart. So God has to put the desire down on the inside of you. I'm talking about a woman that loves God. And so here it is. We put this list before our own eyes. And so sometimes in the natural, you might miss it or you might forget it or something might slip up. Amen. But we always go back, okay, wait a minute. I said this and I said that. Okay, but in that list is pliable just like your heart is. He said he'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And so if you put the desires of your heart on that piece of paper, that's the desires of my heart. And he's going to give me the desires of my heart. And so the desires of my heart is what God put there. God put those desires there. Because if we're born-again believer, he's the one that put the desires there. And so my heart and my list, God lists for me. And I always would say, I said, okay, God, even though I got a list, and at the end of the list I say, thy will be done.
That's
good.
Thy will be done. Because he tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto him. Why would he invite us to the throne? He invited us. He said, what is it that you require of me to do? He asking us this question, what is it that you require me to do? It's just like with the widow went before the judge, that weary the judge. He didn't even believe God. But this widow kept coming. And what did he do? He gave in to her. He said, wait a minute, she's wearing me. He said, I need to attend to her need. And so God says, telling us the same thing. He has to attend to our need. But yet, when we have that list, amen, it's what God, I'm not talking to women that don't have a love for God. See, the women of the world, amen, glory to God, that's in carnality. Their number one list is I want security. I want finances. They look into that. And I'm not going to say all of them are.
Right, Mother.
But in general, they look into what? They want to be taken care of. Every woman want to be taken care of. They want to be loved, but yet they want security. They want security. And so if God is telling me come boldly before the throne of grace, I'm coming boldly and I'm coming with my list because he said he giving me desires of my heart. God, you said these are the promises of God and those desires are his promises. These are the promises. Lord, you said if I live upright before you, there's no good thing that you will hold from me. You said, so I'm giving his word back. I'm giving his word back to him. And so this is Mother Sydney. Oh, glory to God. I got a list, but it's pliable to the will of God. I got a list that's not going to bend to mankind, but it's pliable to the will of God. God bless you.
Amen. And Mother Sydney, you are a Naomi for a lot of us. And a lot of women don't, and they should, as we, as young women, should be listening to when the older women are speaking. You just have a lot of younger women
who think they are more wiser than the tightest older women in the church. And that's the sad part, because you have a lot of women who are in ministry now, even with their husbands that are in ministry, and don't want a mother in the church because they feel like they are superior than that woman of wisdom. And this is just what I've experienced and seen. So in that, we just need more women like you. And I'm thankful that I came to the line and there are seasoned women that I can go to and talk to. I don't go to everybody. But when it comes time, I know I can reach out to you and get wise counsel.
Amen.
But I just know there's a generation of women that do make that list, and I'm not saying don't make the list. They make that list. They don't have any requirements to the list of what they're asking God for.
Yes.
And they don't realize what you're asking for requires you to live up to what you're asking God to do.
Yes.
And
yes.
they don't want to go through the training or the process of getting that. And that training and process comes with connecting with an older woman that will help groom you for what's to come. But women don't want to connect. They think they just want to be able to do whatever they want. That's why it says lean not to thy own understanding. So they think they weigh, they conversation, and they don't realize they are releasing toxins from the past, and they don't even realize what they're releasing to even close it back up. So that's what I was meaning by the list and what the generation I see and what I've been around and what I've seen. Because I haven't grown up always in church. I got saved at 32. So God allowed me to go through some channels, and he put me on fast track. But I was able to be quiet and listen, and I got this far because I put myself around older women.
Yes.
But we always to blame men and saying they are out of order, but we never want to say the woman is out of order.
Amen.
And how we're not speaking and opening our mouths to even cover our men. Everything that we're saying right now, because our words are powerful, everything that comes out of our mouth is negative. So we are seeing the manifestation of what's been coming out of our mouth constantly. If we're constantly saying they're no good, if we're constantly saying what they're not going to be, if we're constantly saying these things, then we're going to reap what we're speaking, because what we're doing is fertilizing the negative seed that the enemy has already planted. And a lot of people, like, because God spoke it, it appeared. God commanded it, it happened. And what we're doing, we're commanding what's been laid out. So if we turn back and realize and speak more into, because we should be able to see into things. We're women, birthing, we're nurturers. We should be able to see something in a person to draw that person back out. And I learned a valuable lesson over this weekend of not being in position and allowing another sound to shift me, because it was getting on my nerves. He showed me how I allowed that out of position and what was taking place on another person. So in that, we just have to be as women, and I don't try and dull women, but I'm very real with being a woman and how we have to get back in line and stop speaking against our men. We are the only race that will talk about our men like a dog, and we expect them to be what God called them to be, but we're not speaking in. We're not putting it in the atmosphere for us to be what we want. So we could write that list all day long, but if we are not declaring that we have men after God's heart, if we're not saying we want men who need to be back in the original design of how God created them to be, and for us to bind whatever the demonic holds are, those addictions and those things, then it's hard for them to get back in order. And then we're using our bodies to even captivate. We're not coming into places where we should be dressed appropriately so that even be any temptation. And the first thing
they want to say when you say, girl, you know, you need to wear something a little looser. That's a little too tight. Well, he ain't got no business looking. Well, he was designed to look. Come on now, let's be real. We want to act like they're not supposed to look. They're going to look. You need to be delivered from looking at a woman. Come on now, let's stop that. And then we wonder why men are looking at men. Well, listen to the stupid stuff that's being said. But that's how I was speaking in that, because it's a lot, Mother. It's a lot. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. On that, when I was speaking about a list, when I was younger, I just accepted anything. But as I got older, I had to have priorities. But I also went before the Lord and prayed and asked him to send me what he knows I need. Because he made me so he knows what I need and what I don't need. So I'm anticipating when that person show up, God already got him fixed for me and me for him. Because sometimes we don't know. Sometimes what we see and want is not for us. And then we get in stuff, marrying and the whole nine yards, and we go through it. But that was not who God gave us. That's who we wanted. So now I'm asking God to send me what he wants for me. And as he's saying what he wants for me, I should be in line for him. Okay, that's all I got to say.
This is good.
Most High God bless you again. Thanks. This is really, really good, because what the woman of God said is so true, because a lot of women will miss out on